Hello?
Hi, my name is
Yes.
I'm with the Legal Intake Center. I have a potential new Depo Provera claimant on the line. Her name is Shanika Kirby.
Okay, got it. And then what's the phone number for Shanika?
The phone number is going to be 601-392-0199.
Got it. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Got it. Okay. Hello, Shanika.
Hi.
Yes, hello, Shanika. How are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm pretty good, too. Thank you for asking. So my name is Oscar on a recorded line. We were just following up with you about the Depo Provera lawsuit. I'm assuming you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit.
Yes.
Got it. All right. Let me try to make this quick here for you. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, I haven't.
You have not. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed documents with another law firm?
I haven't.
You haven't? Got it. All right. Let me see here. Would this claim be for yourself?
It's for myself.
For yourself? Got it. Okay. Are you a resident of the United States?
I am.
You are? Got it. All right. Now, were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
You are? Okay. What was the date of diagnosis, to the best of your knowledge?
The date of diagnosis was November 15th, 2020.
2020. Okay, so I have 11/15 of the year 2020, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and then what is your date of birth?
7/15/1980.
Okay, you said 7/15/1980?
Yes, it's July 15th, 1980.
Got it. Okay. Now, do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera? If not, it's okay.
No.
No? Got it. Okay. Now, did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes, it's Pfizer.
What was that?
It's the Depo. It's the Depo Provera.
Uh-huh, yeah.
The brand name. Yeah.
You did use the name brand Depo Provera.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. Let me see here. Was it ever the generic as well, or is it just Depo Provera?
It was the Pfizer.
Okay, so it was just the brand name Depo Provera.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Okay. Did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
I did.
You did? Okay. So within 1 year, can you confirm you have had at least 4 injections prior to diagnosis?
I was getting one shot in 3 months.
Every 3 months. Got it. Yeah. So within that 1 year window, you did have at least 4 injections before you were diagnosed?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. Now, did you use Depo Provera after 1992?
Yes.
Okay. When did you start using Depo Provera? To the best of your
knowledge. September of 2017.
I do need to put a day here. Any day is okay.
I'll say the second week of it. So around
second week. I can just put, okay, 10th?
September 10th.
Okay. Of 2017. Okay, so for the date that you started using it, I have September 10th, 2017, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and then when did you stop using Depo Provera?
I stopped as soon as I started getting the side effects of it, like weird changes.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Was so that around November?
Around November of 20?
Yeah.
20. Of 2020?
Correct.
Got it. November of 2020. Did you stop using it before you were diagnosed or after you were diagnosed?
Before.
Before? Okay, so you were
Mm-hmm.
diagnosed on the 15th. You stopped using it, I'm assuming, before that. So, what day would you want to put on here?
Let's do like the because I had to get a doctor's appointment in order to, go to the doctor. So I stopped using it around like maybe 5 days prior.
Okay, so
Like,
for the day, I'll just put the 5th. Is that okay?
that's fine.
Okay, November 5th of 2020. All right, let me see here. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Can you repeat that?
Oh yeah, can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm female.
Female. Okay, and then your first name is Chinka, is that correct?
Shanika.
Shanika. Okay, how
It's
do you spell
pronounced.
that?
Yeah. It's CHEINKA.
Okay, so it is Cheinka, Shanika.
That's correct.
Got it. Is there a middle name or no?
Yes.
Okay, what's the middle name for you?
LaDonna. 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 LaDonna.
Okay, LaDonna, LaDonna, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, and then last name is Kirby.
Yes.
Okay, that is spelled Kirby.
All right.
Got it. Okay, are there any suffixes in your name, like a junior, the second, the third, or none?
No,
No?
none.
Got it. Okay, and then what is your social?
427 418022.
Okay, so for the social, I have 427-418022, correct?
All right.
Okay, and then your primary contact email, is it sheenakirby@gmail.com?
That's correct.
Okay, and that is spelled Sheena, and then last name kirby@gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay, got it. And then your primary phone number is the 601-392-0199.
Correct.
Got it. Okay. For your primary phone, is that a home number or a cell phone or both?
There.
It's a cell.
Correct.
Okay. And then what is your preferred way of contact? A call, a text, or email?
Email.
Email you prefer. Got it. When is the best time to contact you? In the mornings, the afternoons, or the evenings?
I say afternoon.
Afternoon. Got it. Okay. Let me see here. And then what is your address?
1005 West Burst Drive, Gulfport,
West.
Mississippi. Birch.
Okay.
BIRCH Drive,
Gulfport?
Gulfport, Mississippi,
Got
three
it.
nine five oh three.
Got it. Is this an apartment number or is it a house?
Yes, this apartment is G6.
Apartment G as in goat and then six, correct?
All right.
Okay, so for your address, I have 1005 West Birch Drive, apartment G6, Gulfport, Mississippi, 39503, correct?
That's correct.
Got it. Okay. Do you remember the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
That's my my OGBYN.
Okay, yes. What's his name, please?
Correct. That's Dr. Gaddy.
Dr. Gotti.
Yes, GADDY.
Dr. Gaddy. Got it. Okay, is that his first name or
Yes,
his last name?
his first name is Donald.
Okay. Donald, Donald. Okay.
DONALD.
Got it. Okay. And then do you know the name of the facility where he was at? Was it a hospital or a pharmacy or a doctor's office?
No, it's the doctor's office.
Okay. Do you remember the name of it?
Couldn't quite remember the name of it.
Let me see. Is it in Gulfport as well?
Yes, I have the address and the phone number.
Let me see. What's the, I can try to type in the address. What is the address?
15200 Community Road.
Road. Okay.
Let's go, Port Michigan.
Let's see. I have. Is it Garden Park Medical Center?
Yes.
Does that sound about right?
Yes, and see what it is. They switched the names of it now, so it's Single River instead of Garden Park. They changed the name of the hospital.
Okay, so when you went, actually, let me try to. Oh, it's Singing River now.
Yes.
Singing River Gulfport.
Yes.
Got it. All right, let me see here. Oh, okay, I see it. So now it's called Singing River Gulfport. Let me put that on there. River Gulfport. Okay, River Gulfport. And then for that one, you said the address was 15200 Community Road, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, let me just put that on here. Community Road. All right. And then for that phone number, I have 228-575-7000. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So 5 and then 7000. Okay. Now, Shanika, were you prior, have you had any prior cancer diagnosis or no?
No.
No? Okay. Was the doctor that diagnosed you the same one that was treating you?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Let me just copy and paste all that information here then.
Well, I had the one that he diagnosed, well, gave me the medicine, well, the one that did my surgery and everything. I had a different doctor with the surgery
Got it. Okay,
and
so
gave me the treatment.
do you remember the name of the doctor that gave you the surgery? If not, it's
Yes.
okay. Oh, okay, yes. What's the name of the doctor that gave you the surgery or that treated you?
Dr. Eric Wolfson.
Aaron Wilson?
Eric
Oh, Eric.
Wolfson.
Is it
Yes.
E-R-I-C?
ERIC.
I see. Okay, I had it wrong. And then Wilson is
No.
just Wilson.
No. Wolf. Wolfson.
Oh.
Wolfson.
Wolfson. Got it. Okay. And then was did he treat you at that same hospital?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, got it. So I'm assuming it's the same phone number as well to reach that hospital. Okay, let me see here. And then I'll just copy and paste this information on here. Just give me one second. Same address. Okay, and then the treating. Got it. All right, let me see here. Okay, 19900 Community Road, Gulfport, Mississippi.
What address you have?
Oh, I'm pasting the hospital address, the 15200 Community Road.
Correct.
Got it. Okay, let me see. That was Mississippi. And then pharmacy name, it's the same one. Same address there, and then the same phone number as well.
The pharmacy is Walgreens.
Okay, got it. At any point were you given any medication at the hospital there as well?
Yes.
Yes, got it. Okay. Let me see here. Is there any other medical notes that you would want me to put on here, or not at the moment?
Not at the moment. Well, other than where my pharmacy was at Walgreens and
Got it. I'll put that on there too. Let me see here. Now, Shanika, do you have a copy of the medical records? If not, it's okay.
No, I don't.
You know, but the hospital has them, right?
We don't have them both. Yes,
okay.
I should.
Got it. Okay. Now, for this part, we do need an emergency contact. Would you like to put someone that lives with you or someone that doesn't live with you?
I can do my daughter.
Okay. What is your daughter's name?
Kalia Kirby.
How do you spell the first name?
Corelea. Y-A-H.
Got it. Okay. Corlea. Corelea. Corlea.
Correct.
Got it. And then last name is Kirby as well.
Yes.
Got it. And then what is her phone number?
Let me get it for you. Give me one sec.
That's okay. And I'm assuming she does live with you as well.
Mm-hmm.
She does? Okay.
Kalia. What's your number? Don't say it too fast, Kalia. 601.
Mm-hmm.
What else? 336. What's the last four? 0228.
Got it. Okay. 601-336-0228.
Correct.
Got it. Okay. And then do you happen to have her email as well? If not, I can just copy and paste yours.
Let me go and look.
Uh-huh.
Make sure it's correct. LATARAS91@gmail.com.
Got it. Okay, so that is LATARAS91@gmail.com?
Yes.
Got it. Okay, let me see here. And then you said that she lives with you as well, so the address is 1005 West Birch Drive, correct?
Correct.
Okay, let me just click and drag there. Okay, let me see here. I can provide. You got it. All right, let me see here. Okay. Let me see. I'm just going over the application, make sure that I didn't miss anything. Okay, so far it looks like we have everything set. The only issue that we're running into right now is that we need you to have a copy of the medical records. I know you said you don't have them right now. Is there any way that you could provide them in the future?
Yes, maybe. Yeah.
In order for us to be able to proceed, we would need to have you to have a copy of your medical records.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. At least for now. Usually we have another company that we work with that you don't need to have them on hand right now. But at this moment, they're not available. So the other firm that we partner with, they require you to have a copy of the medical records in hand. So if you don't have them right now, that's okay. Do you think, or do you know you can get them?
Well, I'm pretty sure. I'm not sure. Well, I'm not sure, no, but I'll
No.
try.
No, yeah, that's okay. Since you're not sure if you can get them or not, right? You said that the hospital, you think they might have them.
Yes.
Got it. Yes, if you want to, then let me see here. 'Cause I'm trying to see if there's a way that I can work around this, but it's just a yes or no with the if you have a copy or not. What I could do is call, or I could text you my number after this call. I can try to see if, let me see, how can I go through this? Because you don't have the records on you right now, but you don't know if you can get them, correct? That's why it's like a maybe.
Yeah, I can get them.
Do you know for sure that you can grab them?
Yes, it's yeah, they my records. Yeah.
Yeah, got it. Okay. Let me see here. Okay, let me see if I can send this through. Let me just ask my supervisor, because you don't have them with you right now, but you could go to the hospital and get them, right?
Yes.
Okay, let me just ask my supervisor if that's okay. Okay, I'll be right back. Give me one second. Hello, Shanika.
Yes.
Do you currently have a primary doctor that you are seeing?
I do.
You do. Do you think that, or do you know that you can get the records from your primary doctor?
Yes.
You can get them from your primary doctor?
Yes. Well, I have my chart, and I have it pulled up just so I can give you the information of the dates and stuff. I have my chart, my record. Yeah.
Got it. So yeah, so in order for you to get the records of that, you could contact your primary doctor and get them, right?
Yes.
Got it,
I
got it.
have
Okay, then
access
yeah.
online to my records. I have
Oh, okay, then
access
yeah.
online to my
You have
records.
unlocked. Oh,
Yeah.
okay. That as well. Okay, yes.
Yeah.
So then with those records, can you provide them by mail or electronically?
Yes.
You can. Which way can you provide them? Mail, electronically, or both?
Mail.
Mail. Okay, you said you can see them online. Could you provide them electronically as well, or do you prefer mail?
I prefer mail. I don't know if I can download it or not.
Got
Well, I'll
it.
try.
Got it. No, that's
Yeah.
okay. I'll just put mail for now, and then let's see what we can got here. Okay, it looks like everything is good so far. Let me just review the documents that I am going to send you just to make sure that they are all good to go. Let me see here. Yeah, but thank you for clarifying that. Now, we can definitely assist you now. Let me see here. Go to my drafts. Okay, let me see here. Go to next. Okay, let me see here. All right, there we go. Okay, so I'm looking at the documents that I am going to send you in a bit. Let me just make sure that everything is correct. So for your first name, I have Shanika, which is S or Cheinka, correct?
All right.
And then middle name, LaDonna, LaDonna.
Right.
And then last name is Kirby, Kirby.
Right.
Okay, let me see here. Street address, I have 1005 West Birch Drive, Gulfport, Mississippi, 39503, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then that was apartment G6.
Yes.
Okay, then your phone number is 601-322-2000. 392-0199.
That's correct.
Okay, and then your email is sheenakirby@gmail.com, correct?
Yes.
Okay, let me see here. Everything looks good so far. Your date of birth, I have it as 7/15/1980, correct?
Right.
Okay. Your social, I have as 427-418-022.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, it looks like everything is good so far. Just double checking there. Okay. Okay. It looks like everything is good on the file. I'm going to go ahead and send you this over via text message and email. Go ahead and put me on speaker and open up whichever one is easier for you. You should see something there saying that Oscar sent you some documents. And then when you open it up, there should be a link.
Okay.
Go ahead and click on the link if you haven't already. And then it's going to take you to a website called DocuSign. Have you opened up the link?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Yeah, so there's going to be a part there where it's going to tell you like a yellow button to start it. There's going to be an area where it tells you to draw your signature, and then be aware that there's another area where it tells you to draw your initials. So you need a signature and an initial, depending on which box you click first. And then just let me know when you are done with that. If you have any questions or concerns, I'm right here to kind of walk you through it too, okay?
Okay. I think that's it.
You think that's it? Let me see. Did you already get to the part where it says finish?
Oh, yes.
Yep, I see it. Okay, let me just make sure that everything is correct on here. I see your documents here. Okay, I see your signature there. See another signature there. I see your initials. Okay, yes, it looks like everything is done on both of our ends here. So I am going to send this over to our attorneys that we partner with now. Be on the lookout for a phone call. They're going to try to reach you in the next 3 to 5 days.
Okay.
Yes, it is very important that you pick up that phone because they cannot get to work on the claim until you verify this information with them, okay?
Okay.
I will also text you my personal work number so you can call or text me if you have any questions or concerns, or if they take longer than usual, you can reach out to me and I can look into this, okay?
Okay.
Okay, well, Shanika, I appreciate your time then. I wish you the best. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
All right, thank you.
Of course. Bye-bye.